Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Diving right back into it. 913-586-7965. Somebody on the text line says, Dusty, what if you hear it isn't Kansas City? Wouldn't care.
Yeah, what? That's the other thing that you'd have to live with. Like, I know they're not going to win now, right?
I asked the boss. I said, I gave him the hypothetical. He goes, no, I can't bet. I said, betting's not everything. He goes, it is with sports. I said, all right.
I was listening to, I think it was Ben driving in this morning, right? Or maybe it was something yesterday I was listening to. Either way, and they were talking about like what percentage of viewers, you know, would not be watching the NFL if gambling wasn't legal, right? And gambling, I think, I want to say, has been like street legal for 5 years, maybe now 6 years. I'm trying to think when.
Sounds right.
You know, right about there. Because I was there the day that Jersey legalized gambling. We were in Atlantic City in a casino, and literally a dude threw down a card table and started taking bets old school way.
Like, nice.
It was weird, man. It was, and I want to say that was either, God, I think that was pre-COVID. I think it was like 18 or 19 in June or July of 18 or 19. And we were in the casino and it hit midnight and this guy threw down like the old school, like you have in your house card table, had a cash box, put the hat on and started scratching bets on paper. Like it, I'm like, and there was a, you want to talk about a line, Dusty, a line to get those bets in on that day with this guy. It was unbelievable. So so for about 6 years, and we know the NFL ratings are going up, 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 and you know, 30 million people watch on Thanksgiving and all these numbers and whatnot. What percentage of those folks are watching just because they have a little dough on there? With 10%?
I'd go higher.
Would you really?
Okay. I think so. I'd probably say 20.
Yeah, I think so. At least as much as they watch. Maybe they'll watch an NFL game every now and then, but
you're still pretty young. Have you ever gone to a sports book and watched a game that you've seen? Like, so I went to Vegas a couple years ago when the Chiefs played the Bengals on like December 4th, and I'd never seen it because that was like the later on afternoon game.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to, because like when you did it in Vegas, I did it at Planet Hollywood. You get like a sheet and it gives you all the numbers and you just like circle in and then you turn it in and they print you off a receipt and they say, here you go. I think it's interesting to watch people's reaction because in this book there was like, you know, obviously there's like 50 TVs and everybody's somewhere else. Yeah. You talk about anxiety, need a damn Xanax when you go into that room, man. Like whatever you got, you know what I mean?
It's sweaty in there, yeah.
Like I'm just looking back at like 2016 television numbers, right? Like let's just be 25 million people are watching, you know, in week 15, New England versus Denver. 26.5 million people watching Sunday Night Football, Dallas Giants. Midday games are getting anywhere between 17 and 20 million people. So I don't know that the number has changed a whole lot.
Maybe not.
Since then. So
does
gambling affect? Yeah, absolutely. It has an impact on it. But I still think the NFL would be putting up huge television numbers if gambling wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, they make sure you know it's a part of it every game. Look at Red Zone. DraftKings, sponsored by this segment. All right, got a few minutes left. Start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. You can also join us on the text line, 913-586-7965. Same sponsor, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Start, bench, cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
We started off with a bunch of losers. Lehu is the hair. Bo Nix, Jordan Love. Justin Herbert.
I'm starting Bo Nix, benching Jordan Love, and cutting Justin Herbert.
Just hates Justin Herbert.
I'm just not a fan. I don't think he's good.
I will do the exact opposite of Bob. I will start Herbert, I will bench Love, and I will cut Bo Nix.
But that's not the exact opposite.
Now you just ruined your tailgate experience. I will start.
Ralph still hasn't texted me.
He's like, we're kind of full. Is it a one in, one out? I'll go start Herbert. I will bench Bo Nix and cut Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's got a lot of questions this offseason.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, dude, they took the ball out of his hands midseason, and they were a better team.
Did they pay the wrong guy?
No. I think he's better than AR.
No. I mean, like, should they have paid Jordan Love?
There's a lot of questions. I don't know.
No. You move on from him. There's no question. That guy's a cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
We're better off as a community without Aaron here. Yeah, no doubt. But did they pay the right quarterback? I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if Jordan Love's good. Like, you're going to look at that contract in a couple years ago. How fast can we get out of this thing?
It's tough.
When is the out for Jordan Love? I'm sure they're already talking about that up in Waukesha.
We'll see how.
They smoke their cigarettes and drink light beer.
I would do that in Atlantic City if I went. We go to non-MVPs and non-Super Bowl champions left in the playoffs. Start, bench, cut. Hurts, Daniels, Stroud.
I'm going to start Stroud, bench Daniels, cut Hurts.
100%.
We can move on?
Yep.
You all agree?
That's it.
All right, we go to the GOATs. Start, bench, cut. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar. I know who everybody's starting, so who's your bench and who's your cut?
I'm benching Lamar, cutting Allen.
Benching Allen, cutting Lamar.
Mac and I agree. Start, bench, cut. Receiver-wise, I think these are the three best left in the playoffs. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, not left, technically, but...
Yeah.
Because JJ's gone, but...
Yeah, but he was alive last night when we were going through this.
Justin Jefferson.
Keep pushing it, Mac. See where you're tailgating this weekend.
Yeah, Justin Thanks, Jefferson, Amara St. Brown, Nico Collins.
Right in that order for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, I switched Brown and Nico. I love St. Brown. I think he's great. He's a fantasy sleeper every year. Goes late in first round, sometimes early second round. Always good for what he's good for. But I love Nico Collins.
See, I'm with you on, like, St. Brown to me is just one of those guys. I don't care what he does on the field. He's my guy.
Like, and he plays with so much, like, anger towards his draft stock. He knows everybody that got drafted ahead of him receiver-wise and where they went to school. Start, bench, cut.
And watching the receiver, my wife anyway, watching it, keeps telling me all about how much she loves the guy. Like, it matters. Like,
he's a good dude, man.
He's a good dude.
Start, bench, cut. We go to coaches. Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton.
Tomlin, Payton, Harbaugh for me. If it had been the other Harbaugh, I would have flip-flopped him.
Mm.
Yeah, same. Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, then I'll go Sean Payton, though.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Mac.
Yeah.
We go to this one. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, and D'Amico Ryans.
Starting D'Amico, benching Kevin O'Connell, cutting Dan Campbell.
Why?
I don't know. I just like those two guys so much.
Would you rather have D'Amico Ryans or Mike Tomlin?
Tomlin, right now.
Okay. Here's a fun one for you all. Would you rather have start, bench, cut 2018 Patrick Mahomes, 2022 Patrick Mahomes, or 2020 Patrick Mahomes?
Damn.
If you need, I can bring up the Pro Football Reference page, but 2018 is the 55,000.
All right. I'm going to start 2022 Mahomes. I'm benching 2020 Mahomes, and I'm cutting 2018 Mahomes.
I'm going to start 2022 Mahomes.
That might have been his best year. That might have been the best Chiefs team,
yes.
Even though they lost in the Super Bowl.
And his best season. He knew all the answers to the test. He had already made all the mistakes. I'll go 2018 Mahomes for kind of the opposite reasons of that.
They didn't lose the Super Bowl in 22.
When did they lose to Tampa?
2020.
And that might have been their best team, their best offense.
And I'll start bench 2018 Mahomes for the same reason they started 2022. It kind of has that effort mode, which I liked, and then I'll cut 2020. That's tough, though.
I'm going to start 2020, bench 2018, cut 2022.
Wow.
Dude, 2020, man, that was nuts. I know 2022, I believe, was like no Tyreek Hill anymore. The different offenses.
They won
set.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Eagles. Yeah.
So, like, Super Bowl, lost an AFC championship game. That's how I look at it. Win, close to winning, lost.
Yeah.